第一部分，听短对话，回答问题。你将听到五组对话，每组对话听一遍。听对话前，你有20秒钟的时间阅读所有小题。听完每组对话后，你还有5秒钟的时间选出你认为最合适的备选答案。在听到嘟的提示音后，进入下一小题。
1. Could you please do the dishes for me, Mike?
Sorry, I'm doing my homework.
Question. What does the woman want Mike to do?
To Jennifer, can you tell me a story from China?
Well, I know one. It's called Yugong Moves a Mountain. It mainly tells us never give up.
Question. What does the story mainly tell us? Three. Why did the ancient people build the Great Wall?
They did it to protect their country.
Question. Why did the ancient people build the Great Wall?
4. Hi Tom, how are you feeling today?
I'm feeling very sad because I failed the English exam.
Question. Why is Tom feeling sad? 5. I was watching TV at about 8 o'clock last night. What about you, Sam?
I was taking a shower.
Question. What was Sam doing at about 8 o'clock last night?
第二部分，听长对话，回答问题。你将听到一段对话，对话听两遍。听对话前，你有20秒钟的时间阅读所有小题。听完对话后，每小题你还有5秒钟的时间选出你认为最合适的备选答案。在听到嘟的提示音后，进入下一小题。
Hello, is that Mum speaking?
Hello, Taylor. Where are you now?
I'm standing on the Great Wall of China and talking to you.
Really? That's great.
Of course, it's the longest wall in the world. As far as I know, there are no man-made objects as big as this.
What about the others? Are they with you?
Well, right now Jack is eating a hamburger. Tony is buying a few presents and postcards.
I'd like some postcards too.But please take some photos of the Great Wall and send them to me by email.
Okay, we're enjoying the school trip a lot. Bye, Mum.
Bye, Taylor.
Hello, is that Mum speaking?
Hello, Taylor. Where are you now?
I'm standing on the Great Wall of China and talking to you.
Really? That's great.
Of course, it's the longest wall in the world. As far as I know, there are no man-made objects as big as this.
What about the others? Are they with you?
Well, right now Jack is eating a hamburger. Tony is buying a few presents and postcards.
I'd like some postcards too, but please take some photos of the Great Wall and send them to me by email.
Okay, we're enjoying the school trip a lot. Bye, Mum.
Bye, Taylor.
1. Where are they talking?
Two. Where is Taylor now?
Three. How many people does Taylor mention to his mum?
Four. What does Taylor's mum want Taylor to do?
Five. How does Taylor feel about the trip?
第三部分，听短文，回答问题。你将听到一篇短文，短文听两遍，听短文前，你有20秒钟的时间阅读所有小题。听完短文后，每小题你还有5秒钟的时间选出你认为最合适的备选答案。在听到"嘟"的提示音后。 进入下一小题。Many
years ago, Bob worked for an old man. There was a big box in the old man's living room. The old man pointed to the box and said, "There's only one thing you mustn't do. Don't open the box." After saying this, he left his home. "There must be something expensive in the box. I must open it." Bob opened the box. To his surprise, there was nothing in it. He tried hard to close it, but he failed. The old man came home and found the box was open. He was very angry and asked Bob to leave his home. "But there was nothing in the box," Bob said. "I haven't taken anything at all." The old man shouted at him, "The box is not important, but I cannot believe you. That's important." Many years ago, Bob worked for an old man. There was a big box in the old man's living room. The old man pointed to the box and said, "There's only one thing you mustn't do. Don't open the box." After saying this, he left his home. "There must be something expensive in the box. I must open it." Bob opened the box. To his surprise, there was nothing in it. He tried hard to close it, but he failed. The old man came home and found the box was open. He was very angry and asked Bob to leave his home. "But there was nothing in the box," Bob said. "I haven't taken anything at all." The old man shouted at him, "The box is not important, but I cannot believe you. That's important."
Questions. 1. Where was the old man's box?
2. What did the old man tell Bob not to do?
3. What was in the box?
4. How was the old man when he came home?
5. Why did the old man ask Bob to leave his home?